producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Groups coming up. We're going to talk Ebola. We're going to talk election 2014. We're going to talk BT corn, what it's doing to your guts. This is Key Intel coming up. Also, this is up on Infowars.com right now. Students suspended over pellet gun Facebook photo. How are schools suspending people caught in quotes? Why, they were caught barbecuing. They were caught going to church. They were caught tying their shoelaces. They were caught saying their prayers. I see these articles all the time. Students suspended when the neighbors saw them having a Nerf battle in the backyard. The school says they don't allow kids to have guns at home or toy guns. Meanwhile, they have pellet guns they sell, you know, everywhere. I've got some of them, airsoft. They're great trainers for kids that shoot plastic pellets that look like real guns. Students suspended over pellet gun Facebook photo. Parents say punishment violates First Amendment as the image was taken at home. No kidding. Well, public schools now go, hey, you know those free laptops you paid for with your tax money? They're not free. We're watching you in the shower. And the court says, that's okay. See, it's all over the top. Criminals want to break your will. The stories are pouring in mainstream news. I remember back 15 years ago, people would report they were giving their kids flu shots by authorization, but it's a felony, so no one would ever confirm it. Now it's in the news. Yeah, school gives you shots without permission. You need a form to go to the zoo or the planetarium, a permission slip. But if you want an abortion or a flu shot, we ain't asking mommy or daddy nothing because your kids belong to the state. And the state loves you. I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time. Who's it going to be, Mr. Robot? Lowe's test robots as customer helpers. And I love their promo video. Looks like Daleks from Doctor Who, exterminate. I mean, imagine, you're in Lowe's. It's all part of the conditioning process of the public. It's not like it's a robot welder that goes down on oil rigs so men don't have to go down 800 feet or something. I'm all for that. No, it's robots to replace humans to go around and boss you. Japan's putting them in, you name it. And the robots at Walmart that diagnosed you, told Ja'Kari Jackson he was obese and had diabetes. Of course, he's been to the doctor. He has good blood sugar and has about 2% body fat. But the robot said, see, it's like in Brazil where the bug falls in the printer. Instead of Tuttle, it says Buttle or whatever, and then they go arrest the innocent guy. This just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And the globalists admit it's their plan to take over. Will Obama ship more Ebola into the U.S.? Yes. The answer is yes. That's a special report. Black activists demand Obama secure border from Ebola. DHS warns of lone wolf terror threat against government, but doesn't say it's so much ISIS that they've been coddling under their black wings, under their globalist wings. No. It's going to be homegrown groups. When I say black wings, New York Times, I say because President Obama's all black. No, he's a puppet. Under the black wings means under the wings of the devil. And I'm alluding to a Danzig song, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing. Armored vehicle, 24 cops show up to collect $80,000 from elderly man. And that ties into the story out of Salt Lake where the federal cop, this is all on record, pulls up, gets in the Uber vehicle, gets taken to his hotel. Other people are in the vehicle that are feds. They get out of their hotel. He gets out of his and puts a gun to his head and says, do you want to die? It just shows total mental illness out of control. So we're going to break it all down. Coming up, Dr. Group is in studio. This is Key Intel coming up. Hillary's backpedaling on her claim that businesses don't create jobs. Why doesn't she just say she never said it? Doesn't matter. We have video. I remember Obama's always, I never said you can keep your doctor. We have like the video 100 times. Oh, actually I did, but I didn't mean keep the doctor you have.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It needs to be recognized by the president and by you and others in the administration that when the president says that he's going to set a time limit and then consider taking actions himself, which many of us read to be the president again repeating, I have a pen and a cell phone, and if you don't act, I will, that makes doing immigration reform harder, not easier, because those who may like what the president decides to do administratively have less reason to negotiate the hard decisions to be made about how to enforce our immigration laws in the future. And those who do not agree with the president's position on immigration reform say, why should we negotiate if we can't trust the president to enforce the laws as they exist?
House Representative Bob Goodlatte has received information from inside President Barack Obama's administration detailing plans to ship non-U.S. citizens with Ebola into the United States to receive treatment.
If you are concerned about this problem spreading, and this is a deadly disease, that we're even concerned about the great health care workers when they come back not spreading it, we certainly shouldn't be bringing in the patients.
Goodlatte, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, wrote a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
I love this country. I care about the safety of our people. I believe in public service, and I remain loyal to you, Mr. President.
and Secretary of State John Kerry requesting any information on the plans, but those requests have gone unanswered. The White House also denied Goodlatte's request to impose a temporary ban on non-U.S. citizens traveling to the United States from the three African countries hardest hit by Ebola.
Don't panic. The news hit this morning. A Texas nurse who treated an infected patient tested positive for Ebola. And in California, a sick passenger on a flight from JFK to Los Angeles triggered an Ebola scare. In Boston, a man is in isolation at the hospital after complaining of Ebola-like symptoms.
That common sense request was not only denied, President Obama claims it won't make a difference.
If we institute a travel ban instead of the protocols that we put in place now, history shows that there is a likelihood of increased avoidance. And as a consequence, we could end up having more cases rather than less.
The Obama administration has already illustrated their preference to dangerously instigate an unyielding socialist position over the safety of American citizens. In 2013, Immigration and Customs Enforcement released into the United States 2,200 illegals, 629 of which that have criminal records ranging from repeated drunk driving offenses to aggravated felony, drug, sexual abuse, and homicide charges.
No one on that list was charged or convicted with murder, rape, or sexual abuse of a minor, were they?
They were not.
Was anyone charged or convicted of illicit trafficking in a controlled substance?
There were some with drug offenses. The individual I mentioned earlier, who is 68 and a lawful permanent resident.
Were any involved in child pornography?
Not of the ones that I am aware of the release, no.
So of the 2,228, you can testify that none of them were involved in child pornography?
To the best of my knowledge, I can testify the answer is no.
Well, to the best of your knowledge just means that you don't have any knowledge of it.
That information was leaked to the public only after USA Today made a Freedom of Information Act request. Although 418 charges of child sexual molestation and rape in North Carolina in 1 month alone went heavily unreported. As Obama waits until after the midterm elections to open the floodgates, what is driving the Obama administration's recklessness? Look no further than senior advisor to President Barack Obama, John P. Holdren. Holdren is the author of Ecoscience, the textbook that advocates putting drugs in the water supply to sterilize people, mandatory forced abortions, and a tyrannical eco-fascist dictatorship run by a planetary regime. Holdren's radical solutions to overpopulation are routinely discussed in the halls of the National Academy of Sciences. The National Academy of Sciences has published a shocking report which envisages a Chinese-style global one-child policy as the only means of reversing climate change and reducing global population to a sustainable number of 1 to 2 billion people. The white paper entitled Human Population Reduction is Not a Quick Fix for Environmental Problems, authored by the University of Adelaide's Corey Bradshaw and Barry Brook, even entertains the impact of world wars and global pandemics that wipe out 6 billion people as potential methods of combating the threat posed to the environment by overpopulation. Under one scenario, a global pandemic wipes out 6 billion people from the year 2041 onwards, resulting in the planet's population being reduced to 5.1 billion by the year 2100. However, this reduction of 2 billion people compared to current figures is not sufficient to accomplish the level of human culling desired by the authors, who note that even future events that rival or plausibly exceed past societal cataclysms cannot guarantee small future population sizes without additional measures such as fertility control. The paper is edited by Stanford University's Paul R. Ehrlich, a perennial advocate of population reduction whose dire proclamations about environmental catastrophes as a result of overpopulation have been proven wildly inaccurate time and time again.
This will confuse you, because how can then the total population grow like this if the children doesn't increase? Where will all these adults come from?
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Great job, John Bound, with that report exclusive to the radio transmission / TV transmission today. Don't forget, you see more reports like that, and even more powerful in some cases, on InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. weeknights, prisonplanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com to find those video feeds, all my films, the video daily podcast, commercial-free audio podcast, and more for prisonplanet.tv subscribers. But you can also find a free feed of the daily radio/TV transmission, InfoWars Live, with your host, yours truly, Alex Jones, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show. And you will find there the free podcast links, the free iPhone and Droid apps, everything right there at InfoWars.com/show. And remember that this entire operation is brought to you by the great listeners that support us, our AM and FM affiliates, our great crew that just does such incredible job in there. They are integral to the entire operation, so I thank God for the fact that we're here on air and for everybody that makes this transmission possible. Now, Dr. Edward Group is with us, popular guest, for the rest of the hour. He'll also hang around and be on the nightly news with us this evening, 7 o'clock Central as well. And I wanted to get him on about the latest on Ebola that he thinks, like Steele of the CIA and like Steve Quayle, who's on tomorrow, and a lot of others, could be a hoax at one level. There's real Ebola in Africa. It's clearly mutating. They're coming out with a vaccine. Something's going on. But why aren't they quarantining people here? Why is this nurse refusing to quarantine? Why are only black people dying from it? Is it race specific? We don't pretend to know exactly what's going on, but something doesn't fit. Are they covering up that it's spreading until after the election is over? We'll find out next week, won't we? But I have never been more concerned in my gut, and my gut's never been wrong. And I think putting attention on this may force the system to change course, because a lot of people in the system are not bad. So we're talking about that. We're going to get into a report I've been talking about since Monday. This is up on InfoWars.com, but it links in to the different Journal of Investigative Medicine and others. This is a big, prestigious, major multi-hospital study. GMOs may be to blame. Yeah, like Kennedy may have died from being shot in the head. No, he did. GMOs may be to blame for spike in kids suffering from inflammatory bowel disease, scores of new disorders, huge bowel problems undiagnosed but also diagnosed, a doubling in hospital visits in the last 10 years. This is an epidemic. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important to get into Ebola, get into this, but also Halloween candy. My children, when I've let them not so much participate in trick-or-treating and stuff because it's dangerous, it's kind of occultic, the whole nine yards, but they like to dress up, you know, and have a party at home or with some of their friends, you know, and run around and have fun, that when I do let them go to these parties and eat a bunch of candy, they get sick the next week. So I give them very limited amounts of candy or brands of candy that are organic. And if we force a movement like we've done destroying McDonald's and pushing you know, organic foods and the rest of it, we can displace things to get healthier candies for kids. We don't need Michelle Obama to do it or Mayor Bloomberg, who didn't want they want you to have GMO and aspartame. They just want to control the calories because it's all about controlling on vitamins what the intake is, where they tell you what to eat. It's not even about telling you what good foods are and educating you. It's about feeding you a bunch of GMO crud, Lunchables and stuff. So we're going to talk about all this with Dr. Group and more. But McDonald's is in free fall, 30-plus percent drop in profit this year alone. Huge profit loss the year before that, the year before that. Monsanto is involved on the board. Bill Gates is a huge shareholder. And I'm not just singling out McDonald's, but they're the leader of the pack. I mean, I eat McDonald's, I get sick. There's no, it's got silicone in the nuggets, ladies and gentlemen. That's even CNN. If we can defeat that insanity, we can bring it all down. And by the way, I've been trying to get healthy for 3 years. It's been a journey with InfoWars Health products, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, other great products, and InfoWarsHealth.com. But when I got involved with Dr. Group and some other formulators and developers and came out with X2, Nascent Iodine, and Survival Shield, and Fluoride Shield, and Super Male Vitality, and all the other products, and the Oxy Powder, is so revolutionary from Global Healing Center, all available, most of it exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's been life-changing, and people can see it on the video feed. I have gone from 275 pounds at my biggest down to 218 pounds right now, and I intend to drop to 180 pounds. And I'm doing it still eating large meals, still staying up late, still doing a lot of stuff I've always done. I'm older. I'm under the most stress of my life if people knew all the stuff that was going on. But hey, I say bring it on. You know, I got God on my side. Knock on wood. Give it to Jesus. At its core, though, Dr. Group developed these products. We're getting into Ebola. I don't mean to get into a plug, but I just want to tell people about it. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality is concentrated, cold-pressed, organic herbs and plant extracts that are known not to mimic testosterone. So I took some of that in college when I was working out with UT football players, and after about a month, you know, I was waking up at night sweating, was getting bigger. I said, no, I don't want this. You know, Hemby, stuff like that. These are things that I feel great on because it doesn't mimic testosterone. It gets my glands to release what was already there being blocked by estrogen mimickers. And let me tell you, it's worked for me. You've heard the guys call in. You've heard the women call in about what happens with it. Believe me, this similar products that aren't even as good are $150. This is $59. And it's so expensive to make because it's so concentrated. Take Lung Cleanse. It's super thick oil. After you use it for a week, you got to wash out the spray cap because it gets clogged. It's so thick. Other stuff's one or two herbs and some menthol, and you spray it. Maybe helps a little. This is real. A whole bunch of essential herbs and extracts. We've got a special going right now, Survival Shield and Lung Cleanse. 10% off Survival Shield, even though Survival Shield is set to sell out in a week. May take us 3 weeks to get more in after that. And you know we've sold out before. I don't just say that to sell it, even though it does sell it. Survival Shield, we believe, and he's got a lot of evidence, in fact, we'll get into that after Ebola, that it's more antiviral, and he has the studies, than even colloidal silver. All I know, personally, is I couldn't get rid of a chest cold that killed three members of my family, the mystery illness last winter, and I drank two bottles of Silver Bullet, and it was wiped out. And so that's the InfoWars Life brand of colloidal silver. I know it helped me. I know that the system, for whatever reason, doesn't want you to know what's going on with this. I know the elites are obsessed with true iodine, and we believe we've developed the best source of it. So the entire InfoWarsLife.com family of products is revolutionary, has changed my life, and it helps fund this operation. So InfoWarsLife.com, your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, buying a Molon Labe t-shirt. In fact, I'm going to wear one in here this week. This is the most handsome Special Forces style U.S. military pattern. We even pay the copyright to use the use this camo. It's the digital camo with the big Molon Labe, the U.S. flag on the arm, InfoWars.com on the back. This shirt is awesome. It's a man's man shirt, and it's made in America, $26. You would buy something like this in a store for $60, $70, $80, made in China. It's super high quality, made in America, so it costs us like $15 or whatever. We could buy it in China and get it for $5. But the point is, made in America stuff at InfoWarsStore.com, madein1776.com. But I want to challenge everybody to get the DNA Force, to get the Survival Shield, to get all the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I'm done ranting about that to the end. I want you to speak some about lung shields and other things. But Dr. Group, you've been sitting here for 15 minutes while I've been ranting. You heard John Bowen's report earlier. Ebola up front. Obviously, they're covering something up. This nurse is refusing to quarantine, even in her house. People are dying in Africa en masse. It's mutated. But then it's only black people, it seems, that are dying. A lot of experts say it's race-specific. What do you really think's going on, Dr. Grip? Because you also have your special forces background. You're a really smart guy. Have a lot of big connections. What do you think's going on?
Well, I think a lot of people are confused right now, and a lot of people don't really know what's going on. The media is, you know, not really reporting the truth, and even in the underground, or the scientists that I've been talking to, you know, I was out in Vegas talking to some people out there, just a lot of strange things are happening. You know, you would think by now there would be more cases if it was really being spread. The inconsistencies with the CDC changing their reports, you know, the girl that lived in the building with the New York doctor that was infected, that's when they showed him the picture, showed her the picture of the guy, she said, "Who's that?" You know, there's just more and more evidence coming out that there's something strange happening.
It's either all totally fake here, real in Africa, and they're covering it up, or it's secretly spreading and they're covering it up. But as you said, I have that YouTube video. We should cue that up. I forgot to give it to the guys and show it, where she's like, "That's not who I lived with." So they may be grabbing real people and putting actors out. Something the CIA has been caught doing over and over again is what you're getting at.
I'm getting at there might be a certain section of this that could be... They're using actors.
That's what I said last week. They whisk away the real victims because they can't control the narrative and then put out fake people as their spokesman.
Almost like the Boston bombing and stuff like that. Yeah, and actually I was doing some research on it because some people were sending me some videos, and there's some pretty, you know, heavy-hitting videos of evidence behind it. Another thing that's strange is all this neon green that they're using everywhere. It seems like all of the shirts they're giving out are the neon green. There was a Simpsons episode that came out a long time ago that talked about Ebola, where Marge is wearing a neon green dress. I mean, there's just some strange things. I mean, the good news is people are actually out there putting this all together, and it's not...
And by the way, I've been approached by the folks at X-Files. They were approached and told to do the episode where the government flies in the World Trade Center with a drill. So we saw that and said, "That's them throwing it in our face." Well, we know they were.
Well, yeah, there was a Simpsons episode where they were holding a newspaper with a 9, and there was the two trade centers in the two World Trade Centers in the back too.
So. Yeah, let me ask you this question. Obviously, they call it lesser magic. The globalists are into the occult. They believe if they manifest it first, that gives it good luck when they actually do it, and then if it actually happens, it doubles their power. It's like they're playing Pokemon in the real world.
It's almost like the Matrix. They tell you what they're going to do, and that's the Illuminati has all those Illuminati cards, you know, and what they want to do is put it out there. They want to put it in front of your face and show you what they're going to do. You know, like Obama said the other day, this is just a test. You know, we're seeing how all this works.
More and more, they throw it in our face.
If it was a major pandemic right now, don't you think that you would be seeing exponential spreading and spreading and spreading? And I'm not sitting here saying Ebola doesn't exist, by all means, but no. We have plenty.
No, I agree, but it's either secretly spreading and they're covering it up, or something's fake. And we know they're acting super shady and things don't add up. So we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, the government has patents on Ebola with rabies. They've done the zombie apocalypse stuff. I mean, everything has been there. The CDC posts stuff on their website about what to do in case of a zombie apocalypse. You know, everything is there, and it's just a matter of time.
You know what? Do me a favor. I want you with Anthony Gucciardi to cover the basics on Ebola tonight. He's going to host a special after the news. So like at 7:30. Take 30 minutes, take an hour, whatever you need. Get the clips, cover all this in detail so I can also air some of it tomorrow and give the guys the clips because I've seen them too. And let's just look at it. Let's just look at what the web is saying, because we have high-level CIA, high-level State Department, high-level FBI, high-level State Police saying, yes, Sandy Hook's totally fake. Yes, Aurora's fake. And then it all adds up. I don't have time to go into it. Yes, a Boston bombing, we know it was fake. I ran into a Kraft International guy. I'm not saying they were involved, but they were guys in Kraft outfits were there with black backpacks, I guess, to create a distraction. They thought they were part of a drill or security, but they don't know that they were there as decoys. And then the other simulant bomb goes off. But this Kraft guy, he saw me in a public and got up from the table and said, "That's Alex Jones, I got to go," and ran out of the restaurant, basically. He was wearing a Kraft shirt. I mean, what's he doing that? But I don't even have time to get into it. It's just, it's so overwhelming that they are faking more stuff because they can't control the narrative on real false flags when they blow up a real building, because cops show up and see the unexploded bombs. Then they got to kill cops, like in Oklahoma City and stuff, and doctors. So they do stage things out of whole cloth now because it's so over the top, no one would ever believe that, I think.
No, I agree. I think that partially this thing is a test, and they're preparing to see how we react, number one. They're also psychologically preparing us for an actual outbreak or a pandemic. Obviously, this one isn't as severe as something that could be in the future, such as a rabies Ebola vaccine, which could be airborne. They've already started preparing us for the fact that it could be airborne. All of this, though, if you look at the preparations of, if you want to look at the population control and reducing the population, the general scheme of thing and the plan, all starts with lowering your mental ability to make decisions and lowering your overall health. I mean, you can always trace it back. That's where they make all their money. If you're sick all the time, you're taking pharmaceuticals. They knew a lot of people were getting off pharmaceutical drugs, actually, and turning to natural medicine. So they only had one other option, really, was to introduce more genetically modified foods into the standard American diet. Because even if you're not on pharmaceuticals and you're on genetically modified foods, it's going to reduce your immune system.
Let's talk about that when we come back. That's a perfect segue into corn. That's in almost every processed food you eat, and 87% of it's BT.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
If I start hyperventilating sometimes and sound like a chimpanzee on methamphetamine, it's because I get really excited about all this stuff. I live these documents, the research, the election fraud, the preparations for world government, the boxes and all the new cars in the last decade to start taxing us by the mile, and now they're announcing it. And saying in 10 years, robots will drive all our cars, and robots rolling out at Lowe's for customer service. Humans are being replaced. It's a diabolical plan. I'm not trying to scare you into a catatonic fetal position. I'm trying to get you motivated that the house is on fire. Let's put this thing out. Let's turn the corner. Now, Dr. Group, I've been ranting. So I want to give you the floor because you're saying some really important things. But just this week, a major study came out and showed that different types of GMO corn are causing massive bleeding and death and deformity in pigs. Another big lawsuit got filed against another big GMO corn producer. Syngenta faces second lawsuit over GMO corn rejected by China. The world won't take this stuff. I remember 15 years ago, family I have who are pig farmers saying, look, we feed them BT corn. They start having deformed piglets. Their piglets start dying. They start losing weight. All I know is I don't feed them that corn, but it's hard to get corn. 80%+ of it's BT now in the U.S. Mexico has thousands of varieties of corn where corn was first developed and used by humans. 99% National Geographic reports of their ancient corn strains are infected with BT alone. So it's taking over its genetics. Plants aren't one daddy, one mommy. You can have 1% of a plant being from another genetic strain. There's a Chicago Tribune. We'll put it back on screen. Pigs fed GM grains suffer health problems, study says. Boom. 2013. There's a new one out this week. Let me give you sources. GMOs may be to blame. Again, that's like saying smoking cigarettes may be to blame if you get lung cancer. GMOs may be to blame for spike in kids suffering from inflammatory bowel disease. Study finds 65% increase in IBD hospitals in the last 10 years in children alone. They believe as little as 1% are being reported. So 1% out of 100 and you've got 19,000 with this? Everybody I know has screwed up bowels now, okay, if you eat GMO. And this is out of the Journal of Investigative Medicine. I have had the former top bioweapons people on. I've had people who were making $5 million a year that were top scientists in England. And they said, sure, you need to get that guy back on. He's Pakistani. He speaks great English. I forget his name. It's Dr. something. He's real famous. Had him on like 10 years ago. They had come out with the, it was called the longleaf potato. And they genetically engineered it to last longer, grow faster. And he said, actually, we have to stop. This is killing all the rats. It's just killing them. We can't feed the humans. And they said, you're fired. And I've had so many of these eyewitnesses to it that are top genetic engineers. This is not debatable. Bill Gates has invested billions in gut disorders, because they're off the chart, in the treatments for it, not the cure, while he owns the largest piece of Monsanto and the other companies shoveling this out. And he trailblazes forced inoculation, taking your guns, gun control. And he is the number one in funding the Ebola vaccine with Monsanto. And number one in weather modification. He holds the patents on that and has invested $4 billion. This guy is like Satan. He is behind almost everything with that monster Warren Buffett that works with him, and Ted Turner, and Oprah Winfrey, and the Queen of England, and Prince Philip. They all get caught meeting secretly constantly, ABC News. This is diabolical. You're living in a science fiction movie. Do you understand? They're going to fry your guts on record while treating you for life, however short it may be, sucking all the money out of you with the treatment. Now, I said you got the floor, but all I do is study this, Dr. Group, like you do. It's just constantly, every week there's new ones. It's unbelievable. I'm so angry that it's so hard to get around all this for my kids' health. I shouldn't have to live in a minefield in the global dumping center. But the good news is people are rejecting GMO, they're rejecting fast food, they're rejecting additives. And the system is just coming down on us that much harder. Dr. Griff, I'm going to settle down. Please tell folks what you think about this.
I've been yelling and screaming that for 20 years, actually. It's when I initially did the research and looked and made the connection. You can't just be a doctor out there without looking at the world in general and looking at all the chemicals and looking at every single thing and how it affects the body. The way the medical profession wants the doctors to believe and trains the doctors is, let's give you a pharmaceutical for any condition that you have. They don't look at the root cause of disease. After 20 years of research, my conclusion was everything is designed to damage your gut. They're going to poison you three ways. They're going to poison you through the air, the food, and the water. The water goes into the gut, the food goes into the gut, and most of the toxins you breathe in the air go through the gut because it gets caught into your mucous membranes. That's why you secrete mucus, and that's why you have all those little tiny hairs when you breathe in it ultimately drains down into your gut. So the three ways that they try to poison you through the air, food, and water ultimately end up in your stomach and then down into your gut. So the gut is the most important defense that anybody has against the tyranny that's out there and against becoming ill and dependent upon pharmaceuticals and dependent upon the government and everything else. And how do they do that? They do that with genetically modified foods. They do that with artificial flavors. They do that with soy, corn, everything that you touch. And what's happening is, and this has been proven, like you said, with the pigs, the BT toxin, which is the Bacillus thuringiensis toxin, literally burns holes through your gut. They genetically engineered it as an insecticide because when the insects would eat it, it would blow up their stomach and they would die.
Oh.
And that's why all the bees are dying. That's why all the butterflies are dying. You know, they're,
you can pull up the Washington Post headline where farmers caught not planting GMO crops correctly, and the subheadline from Washington Post 4 or 5 years ago was not planting refuge crops. They're supposed to plant crops that they don't even harvest right next to it just so all the bees don't die. But then we're supposed to eat it. What do people think? It kills bees, but we wonder why our kids are so sick. And Bill Gates is laughing.
Because they can create the disease and make money on the other side of the disease and use these things to transport. If you have holes burned through your gut lining, everything goes directly into the bloodstream. Your digestive system doesn't work properly. You have a massive amount of everybody, like you said, out there, kids included, that have mental disorders. Where do you think those mental disorders, that ADD, ADHD, is coming from all the time? It's coming because of all these chemicals and toxins that you're feeding your kid going through the gut lining directly into the bloodstream.
You read Dickens' books. You read history books, but you also read classic literature about the times. Whenever somebody who's normally real nice was mean or acted weird or did something bad or had nightmares or was doing weird stuff, they'd say he must have gotten bad meat or cheese. Everybody knew that bad food would make you behave bad and that it was all in the gut. 70% of the immune system has been proven to be there. Look at that. Makers of genetically modified seeds say more farmers evading EPA rules. Monsanto Co. and other seed makers reported a threefold increase last year in U.S. farmers caught violating intended to stop insects from developing resistance to genetically modified corn. The rules affect farmers planting seeds modified to produce a toxin derived from Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, a natural insecticide. The Environmental Protection Agency requires those growers to also plant an adjunct area, a so-called refuge, of BT corn so that bugs feed on both types of corn and don't become immune to the toxin. No, it's so they don't all die. Can you believe the magnitude of that? This kills bees. Now eat it.
Originally, they said it was not going to do any harm to humans, of course. But if you look at the studies that they did on pigs and everything else, all the animals that eat this corn, then you can see the damage that it creates. And it's shocking that we actually allow these things to take place in this country.
But is it normal I get mad? No, I shouldn't get mad at a giant criminal operation admitting it's to reduce us and dumb us down and the fluoride. Should I get mad with the mayor? We have doctors and scientists come in, medical doctors and scientists, you know, the heads of major university toxicology departments, like Dr. Conant, and he says, here's the Harvard study that it causes brain damage and cancer. Take the fluoride out. And the mayor flipped him off and flipped the camera off. I shouldn't get mad by that.
It's, I mean, for your own sake, you shouldn't get mad just because it stresses you out and your immune system gets dropped. But, I mean, ultimately, it's when you understand the whole process and you open your eyes to reality.
Why would the mayor flip us off when we're being nice? I guess it's like his pleasure to do that to us. He's just that sick.
I guess so. I mean, you know, what happens when he's probably eating a bunch of GMO foods and it's like the Mad Hatter, you know, the Mad Hatter. They found out that there was mercury in the hats that caused mental disease and anger. There's extreme levels of mercury found in high fructose corn syrup. Talking about Halloween, all the candy that all the kids are going to be taking in. High fructose corn syrup, GMOs, artificial colors, sweeteners.
That's right. They have loopholes where high fructose corn syrup is allowed to have 10 times the safe level of lead mercury. Why is there so much lead mercury in corn syrup?
because of the processing and because of all the pesticides and insecticides that are sprayed on all the corn, and then it gets processed, and they use the chemicals that they use to process the corn.
So basically, your child is drinking BT and Roundup and a bunch of other chemicals.
Yes, yes. And now 2,4-D, which the government just passed to use.
So it's basically roach poison you're feeding your child.
Pretty much everything that you get that's not organic is some form of poison for you and your children, especially if you drink tap water.
Humans are incredible creatures that we can take all this.
Right now, we're limited to pretty much drinking nothing but distilled water or purified water with organic apple cider vinegar or something like that so you get your pure minerals. Any other thing out there besides breast milk? Even breast milk is contaminated. They've done studies on women across the nation and tested their breast milk, and like 90% of them had DDT residue in there.
This sounds like something that evil space aliens would come up with.
Well, I mean, our government is designed to reduce your health. I mean, the thing is, what makes us strong? Our health and our mental ability.
That's we're under attack.
You see depression everywhere. You see anxiety everywhere. You see suicidal thoughts everywhere. Prescription medications that they give you contain toxic elements in themselves that dumb you down and make you not want to open your eyes.
Fluoride's the main ingredient in most of them.
Fluoride, heavy metals, magnesium stearate, I mean fatty acids, silicon dioxide, titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide, which makes things white, the pills white, they're now linking that to the major cause of fibromyalgia. Say, they haven't fit, you know, think of how many people have fibromyalgia out there. And it can be just one chemical that's allowed in foods. So you really have to look at every single thing that you put in your body and the air that you breathe and everything that you're exposed to and realize that if you want to be healthy and you want to survive, whether it's a biological attack or whether it's just living longer or just being a human, we don't even have humans anymore because all these chemicals alter the way you think, the way you feel, the way you
speak. Well, they came out with studies a few years ago admitting that the GMO crops go through the barrier into the cell and are changing its DNA. They are mutating us.
It's like they're mutating us into controllable robots, and that's not even counting the psychological games.
Why would Monsanto, with dioxin and Agent Orange and everything they do is evil? We just have to come to grips that this is their mission, and these other companies and Bill Gates are premeditatedly evil. They know. They knew 20 years ago BT corn. And remember Starlink got out, and they had to recall it because it was so bad, it would just kill you right there. Now, they don't want that. They want you to go off and, you know, die over 20 years, and then Bill Gates has all the patented treatments for you. Now, that's a diabolical guy right there.
That's also why they did the seed bank over there, too, to preserve all the seeds, because they also know that there's cross-contamination with genetically modified organisms. And it's not only is it harming us, but it's harming the earth at the same time. The earth is dying. The earth is sick. The water is contaminated.
And then they're the ones saying, give all your liberties up. We'll save the earth by cutting carbon dioxide that they admit is at the lowest level in planetary history. I mean, this is like they're trying to kill the planet.
Right. And when you look at all the chemicals, especially the nanoparticles of aluminum that they're spraying everywhere with the chemtrails, all of that is creating a damaged and sick soil everywhere as well because, you know, there's a slew of chemicals.
Maybe they are space aliens, and David Icke's right. I mean, I don't really mean that, but it's so – they just hate humans so much. They're so evil and so scientific. I guess it's the Bible. It's like an evil fourth-dimensional creature's manipulating them or something. I mean, what group? This is just—it's just so heavy. It's so scientific, so premeditated, and it's all admitted too. It's just over the top.
Yeah, everything is out there in the mainstream. If you just—well, I shouldn't say mainstream, but the alternative media.
Well, it's in the government documents. It's in the studies.
Right, but most people don't read those regularly. I mean, everybody watches CNN, and you know, CNN is a government-controlled news organization, and they're part of the whole.
Yeah, I mean, it's Sandy Hook. They've got the same kids going in rings in and out of the building. Yeah. No helicopters called. They turn, and it's a blue screen. It's insane.
Right. Right. And when you calcify somebody's pineal gland with fluoride and they believe in the government, you know, this whole Ebola thing, they're just psychologically convincing everybody that they're going to need to go run. And when the vaccine becomes available in 2015, they've created all the fear. They've shown the pictures of the dead people.
So this is just the pre-hype, and they'll have another outbreak next year that's worse. And then that's what this is really for.
You know, usually if you look at the pattern of things, if this was really super, super bad, and I'm saying this now, I wouldn't have said this probably a month ago because you would have expected exponential spread already if this was something serious.
But this year, I had three family members die, and the doctors all said it was an incredible mystery illness, but the media kept it quiet. They could be disappearing, all the people, which is what we're getting from the doctors.
Yeah, you never know. There's always a diversion, usually, in most cases. So what's really going on? I mean, and I've heard a lot about this mystery illness, too. We've had people calling our office saying, you know, I don't know what's going on with this Ebola, but these other people are dying. We've talked to doctors.
Kids are on respirators everywhere.
All the hospitals are full. We've talked to doctors that they're saying patients are disappearing. You know, we've talked to Border Patrol agents.
You met with senior ones.
Yes, that you know, people are disappearing from the border. So who knows what's really going on, but the thing that you need to look at it is don't believe everything that you're hearing on the mainstream TV channels and really start looking into what are some of the other things that can be happening. And most of all, prepare your family and your body, because if your body and your immune system is healthy and you have a strong self-healing mechanism, which is what I've been talking about for years, everybody has a self-healing mechanism. It's right here. It's the strongest medicine you'll ever have. But your self-healing mechanism, if it's not working 100% because you're eating genetically modified foods, because you're on antibiotics, because you're on other prescription medications, all of the other toxic chemicals that you're exposed to, that is when you're going to be susceptible to any of these mystery illnesses or Ebola or any other biowarfare weapons that might come out there. And the most important thing, again, they know the gut is important for making you sick. We know the gut is important for making you well. Focus on the gut.
That's why the UN said at the 96 food conference, food is a weapon. And they are eugenicists. We're going to come back and get into more of what's in the Halloween candy and how to avoid that. And is there any healthy stuff out there? You can't even find bubble gum or regular gum that doesn't have aspartame, even the sugared. This is just over the top important. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs
needs financing for your business, visit us at ondeck.com or call us at 800-325-6384. That's 800-325-6384. 800-325-6384.
Dr. Edward Gribbs, our guest. I'm Alex Jones. George Norrie's coming up in the next hour. We'll talk election 2014, Ebola, ISIS, and so much more with CoastToCoastAM.com's lead host, George Norrie. You were getting into a lot during the break. You wanted to talk about Dr. Alibek from Russia, some of his findings. Also, what iodine has been found to do in studies. Break some of that down for folks, Dr. Group.
Well, I've had a lot of people out there asking me about colloidal silver as far as different types of viruses, but a lot of people have been asking me also, what can we use iodine? Is there any scientific evidence that iodine is good as an antimicrobial? What I was able to pull up, I do have a lot of research on iodine, been doing research on iodine for years. I've made a list of some of the things that are really relevant, I think, to any type of airborne viruses. One of them was from 1945. There was a breakthrough that occurred when J.D. Stone and Sir McFarlane Burnett, and Burnett later went on to win the Nobel Prize for clonal selection theory. But basically, that study was in 1945. What they did was they sprayed an iodine mist on the snouts of mice and then exposed them to airborne virus, influenza, and none of the mice ever came down with it. So one of many studies out there that I'll go over that are documented evidence that iodine does, in fact, help with control or actually prevention of certain viruses out there. One of the reasons I put iodine in the lung cleanse was for that same purpose. Now, I'm not saying that will work 100% of the time or anything. What I wanted to do was just share some of these scientific studies with people, because if you were to use the lung cleanse properly, spray it in. That's why I have everybody breathe, because it coats the mucous membranes all the way down into the lungs. Let's just say I would feel much more comfortable going into any type of area that might be contaminated, whether it's flu season, anything, if I have a bottle of that with me and I can just spray it in my mouth and inhale it. Or for that matter, if I'm in a public place, for schools, I give it to my kids when they go to school around flu season.
But Dr. Group, it's also what being on iodine, real iodine, because I tried other iodine, had some effect, but this real nation iodine from the crystal source especially has just supercharged my skin, my hair, my weight loss, stamina, energy. Is that because the FDA has such a low allowance of what they say you need under Codex Alimentarius, and that a larger dose, and of course, consult your physician first, it's just done wonders for me.
Right, yeah, the dose, the RDA is a joke. I mean, that's basically doesn't even give you enough to barely survive the recommended daily allowance. And one of the reasons the RDA is so low for iodine is just because they don't want you to understand and know the effects of iodine. Iodine's used for every single cell in the body. It's one of the things that
you will die without it.
You will die without it for sure. I mean, you will definitely get massive thyroid issues. You can survive on tiny, tiny amounts of iodine, but that's the thing. You just survive. The way that it's the globalists and everything is set up right now with the poisons everywhere is that you barely survive and you have to lean on government health care. They can decide how to run your life, what prescription medications you need to be on. And all medications do is they cover up the main problems in the body anyway. It's not ever designed to fix anything but to keep you ill. And
breast cancer's up several thousand percentage points in the U.S. and England. Other parts of the world, it's not. Brazil started adopting our practices. Suddenly their thing's going up. Every country that takes in GMO, you name it, or starts planting glyphosate using Roundup, no one ever says, why don't we find why it's increasing? It's always find a cure. Well, no, find out why it's becoming an epidemic. It's like find a cure for diabetes. No, find out why everybody's getting it.
That's like the whole breast cancer scam with the whole pink ribbons and everything, where they promote all this. But if you track the money back, it goes straight back into the pharmaceutical companies to produce chemicals. The Merck manual says chemotherapy is a derivative of mustard gas.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to come right back. Stay with us. Survival Shield X2. We believe the best quality iodine out there. Unbelievable. InfoWarsLife.com.
Radio Network. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.